Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. The phones are, as always, open for you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything that is the point of the program. I don't think they got at all into any updates from Ottawa last night. So, of course, as if you've been listening over the past 3 weeks, we've been talking about the Freedom Convoy in great detail here on Free Talk Live because, well, it's probably the, as Dan Dick said from Press for Truth on one of his live streams over the weekend, probably the largest protest movement that Canada has seen in his lifetime. And it's tremendous what's been going on out there. Just to bring you up to speed, it was 3 weeks ago that the occupation of Ottawa, Canada, which is the capital city of Canada, began. Truck drivers and many supporters, thousands if not over 100,000 people, have certainly gone through there and come and gone. And many stayed for the entire 3 weeks occupying the streets peacefully, doing things like throwing dance parties, setting up bouncy houses for the kids, setting up permanent food tents that operated around the clock, feeding anybody who walked up and said they were hungry, and doing it for free, raising over $10 million in donations on centralized donation platforms.
Twice. So that's correct. 20 mil.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first 10 mil got refunded, so.
You think it's already gone back?
I don't know. It's a good question. But, yeah, they had no trouble raising $10 million again at the drop of a hat. And so they...
I need a hat like that.
Right. So they did that. And then, of course, we got into the whole accounts freezing situation where the GoFundMe people froze the $10 million and then they decided they weren't going to distribute it, although they had already given like $1.5 million, I guess, of it to the organizers. And then TD Bank froze the $1.5
million. They were initially engaged in a conspiracy to steal it.
Yes.
And hand it over to their favorite charities. But... apparently it was some United States attorney generals who frightened them away from that idea.
And then they decided they were going to go ahead and refund it, apparently. Then there was a second fundraiser, which was GiveSend Go, which markets itself as the number one Christian fundraiser. The CEO of GiveSend Go said he backed the fundraiser and wasn't going to take it down. And to his word, they didn't take it down. Unfortunately, they got hacked. And the database, which included, I don't know, thousands of donors, was leaked onto the internet, and so that's bad news. Plus, even though they didn't take the thing down, the fundraiser down, after it reached its goal, and they tried to send the money out, TD Bank and any other Canadian banks were instructed to not distribute the funds, to not allow the funds to be claimed by the people to whom they belonged.
So did the banks end up with the money, or does GiveSendGo have it?
That's an excellent question, and I'm not sure what the answer is.
Because if the banks have it, I'm guessing the government's going to steal it.
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
If GiveSendGo has it, at least it can hopefully be refunded.
So with all of that, we also heard that there were going to be account freezes put on any accounts of people who were considered organizers of the protest, any drivers, any of the truck drivers who were identified as having been to the protest in Ottawa. And so here's an update from the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who is one of the financial goons there in Ontario. So I've got the audio coming up from...
So if you can't engage in peaceful protest anymore, does that mean you're supposed to go from zero to violent revolution? Is that what they think the path to change should be?
Well, this, we know the state is happy to use violence. I, of course, am personally against the use of violence. We can talk about that in a moment. But let me play this audio here from Chrystia Freeland. This is her commenting on the account freezes.
The RCMP has given to the financial institutions names of leaders and organizers of the protests and of people whose trucks were part of occupations and blockades. That is the only information, according to the RCMP, that the RCMP has given to financial institutions.
And by the way, the financial institutions, which she's talking about banks and such, they are now authorized under the so-called Emergencies Act to freeze accounts, and they have no, without any kind of government order, right? So RCMP is giving them a bunch of names, but they may or may not have said freeze these accounts. The banks can just decide, we want to freeze this account. We think the government will like us if we freeze this account, so we're going to freeze it, even though we don't have a court order to do so. We'll freeze your account. And then if it turns out that they were wrong to have frozen your account, let's say you had the same name as a truck driver or something like that, right? Like, I mean, I think it's wrong for them to freeze anyone's account regardless, right. But let's just say you had nothing whatsoever to do with the protest. You had the same name as a truck driver, they froze your account, and after the fact they admitted, oh, shoot, you know, we were quote-unquote wrong to freeze your account. We're going to unfreeze your account. It's 3 months later, you haven't been able to access your funds, you haven't been able to pay your bills, you haven't been able to, you know, get the rent paid. You have no recourse under the Emergencies Act. The banks have, there's no liability for them making any kind of mistakes on this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they're just like vaccine manufacturers now.
Yeah, exactly. This lady's got more to say, though.
I think it's also really important for everyone to be clear, and this speaks to the getting our facts straight point, that these measures applied only as of the 15th of February. That is when financial support of these illegal blockades and occupations began to be sanctioned.
And well, what does that matter? Because if they freeze your account on the 16th of February, you can't access any of the funds that you had prior to the 15th of February. It's all frozen. They don't just freeze the portion of the account that has to do with, you know, your alleged donation.
Which isn't there anymore, right. So they can't very well freeze
it. Yeah, they are punishing people for their participation in what should be a peaceful, you know, freedom to protest. And in the Canadian Constitution, or whatever the hell it's called there, they do have the purported freedom to protest.
Yeah, so. But just like always, when the monsters find the rules inconvenient, they just break them.
Yep, that's right. And there's no punishment for them.
And finally, let me say... for anyone who is concerned that their accounts may have been frozen because of their participation in these illegal blockades and occupation, the way to get your account unfrozen is to stop being part of the blockade and occupation.
Is the blockade, the so-called blockade, is that still going on?
No.
So
no, all of the,
how can you stop being part of it? Does that mean stop holding the opinions? Stop believing that they were and are correct?
Yeah.
Because they are, according to Trudeau, unacceptable opinions.
Yeah, how do you prove that, too? Like, if that's indeed what she's saying, how do you prove to the state that you're now on board with their perspective, that you've changed your perspective to be completely obedient? And
well, during the Cultural Revolution in China, they had this thing called self-criticism, where you were supposed to go up and you know, do abject apologies to the people for having erred in your thought and disagreed with the dear leader.
They still have
Maybe
that.
that's what they have in mind, because, you know, Trudeau is pretty much cut in the same mold as right. Castro and what's his name, Z over there?
Or the previous
president, whoever
rulers.
The monster in China.
He loves
is.
China, yeah. He's
a monster just like them.
Yeah, so like public self-flogging, basically, that should
self-flagellation.
Yeah. So the number here is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can share your thoughts with us and bring up whatever you want. By the way, there's a clip of Trudeau coming up talking about how he doesn't think the Emergencies Act should go away. He thinks it should be, you know, let's keep that thing around.
He thinks he should be dictator forever.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live phones are open here, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Bonnie and nobody in the studio here tonight, by the way. I don't know if we did any introductions in the last segment. We were talking about the latest from Ottawa, Canada, which is really not much going on in Ottawa as of the last maybe 36 hours or so. The protesters have, for the most part, been driven out of the so-called red zone, and the majority of them have, it appears, gone home or had their trucks towed by tow truck operators that were too cowardly to actually show their faces. They had masks, all, you know, like a complete face mask, maybe
wow,
like a balaclava or something like that on.
That's so scary. I know that Justin Trudeau said that the Emergencies Act helped him compel tow truck drivers to help them.
That's true, yeah.
He didn't explain how, obviously with force.
Some kind of threat. Purportedly, it was a threat of fines, I guess, was what it was. But generally, you know, if you don't pay the fine, you're probably going to go to jail.
You know what's even creepier about them covering their whole faces, though? There's this idea that during the G20 event, which was some kind of world...
Conference
about the economy... Or not the economy, the Earth...
It's climate some kind change. Of government
climate
thing.
Change. It's
I think G20 is bigger than that. It's like,
well, there was definitely a huge climate change
probably.
Conversation going on. Well, I didn't know it wasn't exclusively about that, but anyways, they were doing things with the cops, like hitting people, pushing people, pepper spraying people, and stuff like that. And people back then were saying that the UN had soldiers there, and they believe that maybe some of these people were just like UN soldiers wearing Toronto police or whatever police uniform. And that's why a lot of them, they had their name covered.
Name badges were covered, yeah.
And they're covering their face with like sunglasses and a face mask. So like maybe
that's pretty standard for like thuggery, though.
Maybe these tow truck drivers that had their entire heads covered weren't just people who were like, oh, I feel bad for towing after I said I wouldn't. Maybe they were just goons from, you know, the UN.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much skill is involved in running a tow truck, but I think you do have to kind of have some experience at it, right? Like, you can't just throw somebody out there and tell them to run a, you know, it would seem like you've got to train somebody to have them. I don't know. I've never run a tow truck, so I'm just guessing on that. If you have and you want to weigh in here, that to me sounds like conspiracy. But the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Dominic on the line in Ohio. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if nobody's there, but great to have him back on the air.
He's here. He just had to step away for an important phone call.
Oh, man. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, obviously the big news today is about Ukraine, and Russia declared that they're recognizing, I guess, the independence of two separatist regions of the country in the east.
Correct. Donetsk and Luhansk, which are being recognized by Vladimir Putin as independent states, and he's now ordering the Russian military to, quote, secure the peace in those two regions of eastern Ukraine.
Yes, that's correct. Just a few days ago, I saw this video. It's a lecture on YouTube, and I know that doesn't sound very interesting, but actually what's really interesting, it's called Why is Ukraine the West's Fault by John Mearsheimer.
Why is Ukraine the West what?
The West's Fault.
West's Fault, okay.
Yeah. And he basically says that since the Soviet Union fell, that the priority, I guess, of the U.S. and maybe the EU, too, but they've wanted to expand NATO and expand the EU right to Russia's borders. So it's effectively equivalent to China having military bases in Canada or in Mexico. Imagine how the U.S. would feel about that. I don't mean to be justifying Putin. Putin, obviously... I have friends in Western Ukraine that I spoke to today, and they're very scared about what's going to happen. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, and I think you've got a very good point there. And the other thing is NATO was supposed to exist to oppose the Soviet Union. So if the thing you're supposed to oppose ceases to exist, why would you grow your organization? Why wouldn't you shut it down?
Well, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program.
That's right? True.
It's fulfilled its purpose, and it's crazy. I love, like, reading the comments section anytime I watch a good YouTube video, and someone made a comment that Obama, you know, Trump obviously was different from Obama a little bit in foreign policy, but Biden seems to be picking up right where Obama left off, and this person was speculating that the Democrats wanted a war with Russia all along. So I kind of think that Biden maybe, he might pretend that he's against Russian aggression, but I kind of think that he really wanted to push Russia to war.
Well, yeah, because it's the next great distraction from what's happening in the United States, right? Keep people distracted by COVID. Okay, we can't do that anymore. People are getting tired of it. So let's have a war.
Yeah, I mean, he's been an abject failure as president, and his approval ratings are in the toilet, so why not see if we can fix that with some human sacrifice?
Also, the dollar is about to completely collapse, and he can blame it on war instead of printing.
Well, I mean, people have been saying the dollar is about to completely collapse for the last, you know, several decades.
Yeah, but did they print as much as they did in 2020 ever?
Well, no, I mean, it certainly was record level printing in the last 2 years. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we're going to see record level inflation. I think that's pretty clear, and it already is clear, even from their official numbers, which we know are bunk.
And crypto adoption is going up.
Yeah, it's true. I just don't know if I'm going to go out on that limb and say it's about to collapse. I mean, they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve, and look what happened in, for instance, in Venezuela. I mean, that the Venezuelan Bolivar has been in free fall for the last decade, basically, and it's still there, and that regime is
still
sitting there.
Printing it, but I would say that the Bolivar has collapsed.
Oh, I'll give you that.
You know, once your currency is in mass inflation, which I believe is defined as 50% or more per year, I think that's the point at which you can say that a currency has collapsed.
I think that's
fair.
Now,
they may stick guns in your face and make you continue to take it, but it's pretty much toast.
I read an article recently, I think it was from a mainstream source, and it said one of the tricks up the U.S. government's sleeve is to cut Russia off from the SWIFT system, which is, I guess, the system of international bank transfer.
That's right.
If they do that, that would effectively mean that Russia would have to, and mind you, they're a petrostate, so they could begin accepting currencies other than the USD.
Like
so,
Bitcoin.
That may be why Russia suddenly decided to reverse its stance on cryptocurrency. You know, maybe they're thinking, hey, maybe we can sell oil for crypto, which would make me very happy because the crypto dollars or the petrodollar is one of the few things propping the dollar up, and it's time for it to go.
Dominic, thanks for the call. I did intend to talk about this topic tonight, so we'll get deeper into it coming up as well. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can join us on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the country's troops to go into separatist-held portions of eastern Ukraine. The decree Putin signed Monday ordered Russian armed forces to perform peacekeeping functions. Troops could start moving as soon as tonight. It comes after Putin announced parts of eastern Ukraine belong to ancient Russia. As far as what this means, Fred Feltz is a senior fellow at the American First Policy Institute.
There could be warfare countrywide if the Ukrainian Army and Air Force tries to interfere with Russian troops going into these regions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Talks to end Major League Baseball's lockout are shifting to Florida. MLB negotiators and the Players Union meeting on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Mount Vernon held a special celebration Monday in honor of what would have been President George Washington's 290th birthday. The Armed Forces full honor wreath-laying ceremony featured patriotic music and military firing demonstrations. The 3rd Infantry Division Regiment Alpha Company, known as the Old Guard, conducted a cannon firing demonstration during the event.
Having fired my battalion, the commander continues his movement forward, preparing for his final assault to destroy the enemy.
Less than a third of Americans think the country is heading in the right direction. The Rasmussen National Survey showing only 29% think the U.S. is moving in a positive direction. Roughly two-thirds of those surveyed think the country is headed in the wrong direction. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about Intercoin and how they can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And you can get it on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up there. You can keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies at xmarkets, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world as we continue here. We'll get back into what's going on in Ottawa, but since we actually had a caller call in about the situation in Ukraine, I figure we should change gears to that one. It is something I did want to talk about tonight for sure, because it's been, the Western media has been whipping up a war frenzy for Ukraine for the last, I don't know, several weeks, maybe longer than that at this point. And Russia had been, you know, officially denying, hey, we don't have any plans to invade, and now it looks like maybe they are doing that. But
is it really invading if they're going to the separatist regions to protect them from the Ukrainian government?
That's an excellent question.
Allegedly separatist, it's hard to say what's really going on there, because the only people talking are governments, and governments always lie.
True.
Well, there have been, I believe, some assessment of the people in these regions, and the bulk of them do speak Russian, and it is believed that they want to join or rejoin Russia, and that is the excuse that Putin is using for this, what he's calling a peacekeeping mission rather than an invasion. Here's the...
Yeah, that's what we called Vietnam, too.
In that case, at least in the case of Vietnam, there was no claim that Vietnam was formerly part of the United States and that there were people there that, you know, were Americans.
Yeah, we were just assisting the Vietnamese government in keeping the peace because they had people up north who wanted to separate, and they were probably racists and misogynists and homophobic and everything.
So here's the official propaganda from the Russian government. That's what RT is, RT.com. This is the story they published today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has officially recognized Donetsk and Luhansk republics as independent states and ordered the Russian military to, quote, secure the peace in the two former regions of eastern Ukraine.
Now, my first question is, he's recognized them as independent republics.
Yes.
Normally what happens is an area that wants to break away will declare itself an independent republic, and then other governments may or may not
recognize
correct. That. So the question is, did somebody there declare that they were a republic, or did he just recognize them apropos of nothing?
According to this story, it comes up in a few paragraphs, the Donetsk and Luhansk declared independence from Kyiv in 2014.
Kyiv.
I've heard it pronounced Kyiv.
I think it's Kyiv, too.
But anyway, they apparently, at least according to the propaganda, did. But again, we're just going on what people say, right? Like, we don't know whether the Western media is telling the truth, whether, you know, the Russian government is telling the truth. Who knows?
And, you know, it's also like, you and I could declare New Hampshire independent right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But... you know, well, the only people who might come to save us from the U.S. government are Trudeau, and he's worse than the U.S. government now, so
somehow I think he is.
I don't see any help.
Somebody said on the social media today that if Putin would recognize New Hampshire as independent from the United States, we'd take it.
Yeah, I would be delighted. I mean, Putin is a monster, but I'm not scared of Putin.
Yeah.
He's never done me any harm. The U.S. government harms me all the time.
The Russian president officially signed the decree recognizing the independence of the two breakaway regions on Monday. That's today. He has instructed the Russian Defense Ministry to send quote-unquote peacekeepers into the Donbass, while telling the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to establish diplomatic relations with both Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. The measures have taken effect.
People's Republics. That's interesting, because usually when you say People's Republic, that's code for communist.
Like the People's Republic of China?
Exactly. And the People's Republic of the USSR.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, Ayn Rand makes a point of that in Atlas Shrugged, that all the countries were declaring themselves People's Republics.
Maybe Sarah is right.
It's possible.
The Democratic
Maybe she's on the Russian payroll.
There's also the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which is North Korea. So the measures have taken effect immediately. The Kremlin's official move comes shortly after Putin's lengthy address to the nation on Monday evening, explaining the step as a long overdue response to the brotherly Ukrainian nation becoming a colony of the West and falling under the rule of a Russophobic government, both hostile to Moscow and denying ethnic Russians and Russian speakers basic human rights.
And they said that 4 years about... lying about Russian interference with the elections didn't have any effect at all. Guess it had some effect.
Donetsk and Luhansk declared independence from Kyiv in 2014 after U.S.-backed nationalists overthrew the democratically elected government in the Maidan coup. However, Moscow has refused to recognize them until now, saying the problem was an internal affair of Ukraine and needed to be resolved according to the Minsk agreements, which established an uneasy armistice in 2015. Earlier on Monday, however, the Donetsk leader, Denis Pushlin, and Luhansk leader, Leonid Pashchnik, formally requested recognition from Moscow once again, as both Donbas regions and Ukraine claimed intensive artillery exchanges along the armistice line. So there's been some level of fighting in these regions between the, you know, the separatists and the Ukrainian government. So it is a bit of a powder keg situation, it sounds like.
Well, and it seems to me like there's a very good solution, which is, you know, let the people who want to be Russian go to Russia.
Right.
Let the people who want to be Ukrainian, whether they're in Russia or in the Ukraine now, go to the Ukraine. And you know, and then just redivvy the territory based on the numbers of people who choose to move.
Well, instead, it appears that Putin is going to be moving in his troops into this particular region, saying that this is not Ukraine. He's not invading Ukraine, according to him. Mm-hmm. He's moving in peacekeeping troops into separate republics who are no longer part of Ukraine by his perspective. So is this,
is
this
exactly
an invasion?
What the British would say if they invaded New York.
Yeah. Is this a is this an invasion of Ukraine? I suspect the United States government is going to see it as an invasion of Ukraine, and that is going to likely trigger some sort of a armed conflict, much worse than what the people in this region have been facing heretofore.
My answer to that is, I don't care. It's not my problem.
Indeed.
They have their own problems in their own region of the world, and every time we go and stick our noses in something, we make hash of it.
We?
So, you mean the federal government gang?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, why is that the United States government's problem at all?
Well, it's not. But
it's
they're going to make it their problem because, you know, they need a war.
It's the United States government because Biden needs a wag the dog scenario to hide his utter failure as president.
Right. Well, plus, it means you can print some more trillions of dollars, right? Like, you can spend more money on the military-industrial complex now. I mean, they've been wanting some money ever since the Afghanistan thing came to a close, right?
The war is a racket.
So Biden did the right thing, and, you know, he followed in Trump's footsteps by winding down and you know,
in a very wrong way.
Although, what I'm told, I just picked this story up recently, that supposedly the reason that Biden pulled out when he did is because he was told they were going to lose it all in a matter of days, and he better get out now.
That's why he did it in a hurry.
So it's that's all why right. He did it at all. He didn't want peace.
603-283-6160, that's the number here. You can join us, your thoughts on Ukraine, Ottawa, whatever's on your mind, you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarra, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So you can join the show. That's the point of it. We're going to get back into Ottawa and the latest from the crackdown on freedom in Canada. Of course, there's, you know, crackdowns on freedom going around all around the world. It's just Canada's been in the crosshairs recently. So we've been fascinated by the freedom movement there, the freedom convoy, as it has been called. And, of course, the big question is, what is the next step? We can continue that discussion. But first, to continue on the Ukraine topic, where apparently Vladimir Putin, in a speech earlier today, said that they were going to be rolling in troops into two regions of what he would describe as former Ukraine, that they allegedly there's two regions in eastern Ukraine, Donetsk and another one, that had apparently declared independence, supposedly, in 2014, but Russia had not recognized that until now, and now they are, and they're saying, oh, well, these two are two independent nations, two independent republics, we're going to go ahead and bring our troops in, because we're welcomed there, they want us there, and we're going to keep the peace, we're going to stop these Ukrainian military people or whoever from attacking the people in these regions, and this is a peacekeeping mission.
And there's an easy way to tell if they're welcome there. Find out how many Russian heads spontaneously explode when hit with bullets. And, you know, that gives you an idea whether the people there want you.
Oh, you mean as far as when the troops come in?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
See how many of them get shot.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out, because that's what's happening. Now, of course, the West perspective is that this is an invasion of Ukraine, that these are not independent republics, that Ukraine has claim over them, and therefore this is an invasion, and therefore the NATO needs to get involved, and Europe and the United States and troops need to be rolled in, and there needs to be World War III, is basically what the West
is. Everybody's obsessed with what gang of monsters gets to bleed which group of people. They're all monsters.
Yep. Yep, that's absolutely true. So what is happening right now? Well, we know a few weeks ago there was a mobilization of, I believe, 3,000 troops. There may have been more since then. If so, I didn't catch the news about it. But there were at least 3,000 troops that were taken from the United States and stationed over in Poland and Germany and I believe maybe Austria, if I recall correctly, so in nearby areas to Ukraine. But what is happening now? Apparently, according to CNBC.com, the Biden administration is now ordering sanctions. Who are they sanctioning? Apparently, they're going to be sanctioning the breakaway regions. So they've responded to Vladimir Putin's decision to recognize the independence of those breakaway regions by levying a number of sanctions on the region. Joe Biden signed an executive order.
Because they care so much about the
those people.
Ukraine.
Yeah. It prohibits new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the so-called Donetsk People's Republic and Luhansk People's Republic regions of Ukraine.
Oh, because they don't want to be a part of the government of Ukraine anymore.
Correct.
I'm sure. Sure, that'll make a lot of lives better in the Ukraine.
And you're being facetious because sanctions just are punishment for the people. It doesn't hurt the politicians of that area. It's a punishment on the average folks who now are no longer allowed to do business with people in the United States. Which
it certainly
is, of course,
won't hurt Russia.
No. Which is, of course, one of the, you know, best ways to actually make the, you know, life better for yourself is to trade with the rest of the world, especially if you've got a business that's exporting things. Now you can't do business with one of the largest, if not the largest market on the planet, the United States. So here's what they said, according to...
And I'm sure they'll then back that up by sending a bunch of money to the Ukrainian government to make up for it, because, you know, then as the people are starving, the politicians can have great big parties.
Well, they already did say that, or Biden already did say that he was either going to or already did send $1 billion to Ukraine.
Wow.
Billion here and a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Right, and of course the Ukraine government will probably use that money to drop bombs on these former regions of Ukraine and continue to punish those people. So basically they're going to be punished by the fact that, well, now they've got Russian tanks or troops rolling in. They're an occupied country, although they would probably already argue they were being occupied by Ukraine, so what's the difference? And then they've got the Ukrainian government getting money from the U.S. government to continue warfare in those regions, and on top of that, sanctions, which include, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki in the statement announcing the executive order, quote, "To be clear, these measures are separate from and would be in addition to the swift and severe economic measures we have been preparing in coordination with allies and partners should Russia further invade Ukraine." So I don't know what exactly they're talking about there, some sort of swift and severe economic measures. Now, does that mean that they are going to, the next step is going to be to roll in U.S. troops? That has yet to be seen. Hopefully that won't happen, but certainly seems like this is what they've been waiting for. They've been looking for this excuse to do just that.
It's economic measures, right?
Correct.
Might just be sanctions.
Well, these are sanctions, but it sounds like they may have already had some other sanctions that they were already preparing or whatever. They're not being very clear.
Yeah, but for Russia instead of for the...
Oh, the whole country of Russia? Could be. Yeah, they're not being clear about what they're doing. A senior Biden administration official described Putin's address as, quote, "a speech to the Russian people to justify a war." He said further, "This wasn't a speech about just about Russia's security. It was an attack on the very idea of a sovereign and independent Ukraine. He made clear that he views Ukraine historically as part of Russia, and he made a number of false claims about Ukraine's intentions that seemed designed to excuse possible military action."
Does the Ukraine have intentions? Isn't it a group of individuals, each of which has their own set of intentions?
Indeed. Well, of course, we know that when government gangs talk, they talk about their the other government gangs is what they're talking about.
I would also be interested to know, do these regions, these breakaway regions, consider themselves completely sovereign, or now do they consider themselves part of Russia, or like the average person there? What do they think?
Great question. I suspect that, well, I don't know. I don't want to go out on a limb here, but according to the RT story, the so-called presidents of these regions had reached out to Putin for acknowledgement, and now Putin is giving them that acknowledgement.
And assistance, though? Like, did they ask for troops to be rolled in?
Don't know. They didn't say that. It was a fairly brief story over at RT.
They could have a vote on it. I mean, democracy isn't a great answer, but, you know, it's better than who has the biggest guns.
Well, that would be interesting to look at and see when the RT story, which, again, we know it's Russian propaganda, and the Western stories are U.S. propaganda.
Yeah.
So the Russian propaganda, you know, we understand they're saying that Donetsk and whatever the other one, I forget the other one, but the next door neighbor to Donetsk, that they did declare independence in 2014. So was that a vote? What did that mean when they declared independence? Was it the, you know, the parliament or whatever the equivalent of that they have there that made that decision, or was it the people? So in what form, and we can try to look into that coming up here and try to get the answer for you, how is it that they came to the conclusion that independence was what the people of Donetsk were looking for? Or are they looking to rejoin Russia? What is exactly that they, you know, were they saying previously? So we're going to try to find out more about it. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. Are you in the U.S. military, and are you hearing anything about potential orders?
My little brother, he's in the Air Force, and he's actually in the process of getting kicked out for being one of only two people on his base that wouldn't take the vaccine, but they are just dragging their feet and not kicking him out yet. It's really weird. They're like, okay, you're fired, basically, but you still have to work for us until we say so. It's really frustrating to me. But anyways, they gave them all paperwork to fill out to explain or to say if they have any family members or dependents in Ukraine or Russia about, like, 3 weeks ago. And so that's kind of telling. And they have people on a, like, be prepared to go to Ukraine.
They're at the ready
list. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my little brother's not on it because he's not vaccinated, and they just haven't kicked him out yet. It's like they're like, okay, maybe we won't kick out the people who didn't get vaccinated if we're just about to go to war.
Well, if it saves him from having to actually go and die in Ukraine, then that's probably the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it'd be better if they kick him out.
Yeah, I want them to kick him out.
So that's the latest as far as what I've seen regarding the Ukraine situation. If you want to weigh in, you can join us. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open here. Coming up, we'll talk more about what's happening in Canada, where Justin Trudeau is, you know, a total statist. And surprise, surprise, he wants the Emergencies Act to stay in place.
Dictator for life.
Yeah. So we'll get into that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts as well. As hour number two is approaching, number 603-283-6160, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And you can join us on our social media site at social.freetalklive.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.